What the f*** is going on?
I like to party.
Jesus, honey, wax much?
This is Unwaxed.
Get in, loser, we're going shopping.
With Sophia and Sistine Stallone.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the
Unwaxed podcast with your favorite sisters, Sophia.
Or should I say, the fighting sisters.
We're not fighting. You thought we were fighting.
We are fighting. You're giving me the silent treatment.
You know what's funny is that she considers me hyping her new relationship potentially that might happen up, as in stop being overthinking it. He's sending hearts. It's so sweet. And then you're like, stop, chill.
No, this is why I'm like, I say stop and chill. Because unless there has been one verbal confirmation from the man that we are in a relationship, I'm afraid of jinxing it. And two, I always find myself getting way too excited. And then for if some reason...
So it has nothing to do with me. It's you worried about
no,
it
but
and
I
not
mean,
me being excited about it.
I'm excited about it too. I talk to you all the time. I just don't like... Every person that comes into our apartment speak goes, Sistine has a boyfriend. Never even and asked she, to be exclusive yet.
It doesn't matter. It's,
but I'm like, just tranquilo. That's
okay,
it.
I will stop saying it from here on out. I won't bring him up. I won't talk about it until it actually
well,
happens.
See, now you're just trying to
no,
be like.
No, I'm being serious. I every time I bring it up, you get like mad about it. And I'm so happy for you.
I'm
that
not
I just,
mad.
I'm like, oh, basically, I want to be your boyfriend. Because it's like my boyfriend. Because whoever you're dating, I'm dating.
I'm sorry?
In the friendship way.
So, we share.
We share. We share. We share. He's going to end up at our apartment 24/7 and I don't leave the apartment.
I just get nervous because I don't want anything to happen. And then you tell all these people and then something happens
but then
and they're all like, oh.
I get that's not, first of all, you guys, I have never casually called anybody that you were seeing anything like that. I'm probably the most protective of Sistine because I'm the older sister. I actually say to her, oh, I don't know. I don't know. That's a red flag. This is this. Have I ever, in the duration of your dating history since we've been in New York, ever said anything like this?
No.
But
I've also never gone on two dates with the same person since living
she
here.
Could, but even in the past, have I ever said that? No.
Maybe with the ex.
Yes. Probably just, by the way, not even him. I didn't even say that.
Well, I don't
because
you
were 50-50 about it. But like, for me, I was just excited. I've seen, you know, when you just know, you know, obviously I'm not in the relationship. So obviously,
yeah.
you know, it doesn't work for me. But from an outside standpoint, you just know when you know. You know, someone puts in the effort. There's the easiness. There's the chat. And look, yes, jinxing, which is not real, can happen. And people believe in that. But I just get excited for you. And then you get mad at me for getting excited about it. So I will stop getting excited about it until.
No, you can be
you
excited.
Know,
just stop telling people he's my boyfriend.
I said to her, not boyfriend, boyfriend. I
listen,
said that
if
every
anyone
time.
Wants a boyfriend, it's this girl sitting right here. It's been a very long time since my last relationship. So maybe that's why I'm feeling a little extra nervous and anxious. Also because it's working so seamlessly that I'm thinking, when's the ball going to drop?
Yes. So obviously I understand that because I get nervous about, you know, new relationships too, or just a new thing that I really like and I'm invested in. But I don't know. Let me be very clear to the listeners in the audience here. They've already committed to plans in May. So I'm assuming that this is going to be a long-term thing. So me saying, not boyfriend, boyfriend, see, stressing her out, and then she's getting mad at me saying, I'm the one that's fighting with her, quote, quote, quote.
Okay, you know how people...
Thank you. Thank you. I literally, literally when it comes to dating, I should be a lawyer. I can pull out so many receipts that prove my point that you're overthinking.
Guilty.
Seriously.
I'm feeling attacked, but I hear what you're saying. But you know how people say that... It
drives you nuts.
Okay, relax. You know how people say that women shouldn't rush men in a relationship and that you shouldn't... rush the conversation of being in a relationship or rush the marriage talk or whatever because it's going to make men sort of slowly backslide and
yes.
they feel almost, oh, it's too much pressure. What's interesting about this person that I'm talking to, it's he's the one doing all those things.
Yeah.
So I'm like, am I backsliding right now? Because I'm like, oh my God.
I don't think you're backsliding. I just think you need to just lean into it. Like literally last episode, we were saying, oh, we don't give 100% of our hearts. And then you were even saying, and like Chris was like, I can see that. You push away, men lean in more because they don't know where they stand with you.
Yeah.
This is a situation where it is blatantly clear that someone's interested. And I think, ladies, gentlemen, if someone is putting in the effort and you can blatantly see that it's a genuine interest, do not try to self-sabotage. That is stupid. I understand you could get hurt. Everyone gets hurt in this kind of game. But it's better
the game of love.
The game of, ew. But it's better to just lean in rather than push it away.
You know what I think the secret sauce is? Mm. The Krabby Patty formula.
What?
Listen, I think starting out as friends is the best way to organically jump into a relationship. Because we were friends for a long time and both of us were afraid of messing up the friendship. Mm-hmm. But that way, I always say when you go on a first date with someone, you're putting out the best version of yourself. So we'll speak for you and me. Like, we have our best outfit on. Our hair looks perfect. We are trying to be seductive and mysterious, but also intellectual and cute and approachable and a good listener. Like, you're using all of your go-to date lines and, like, the same stories that you share on dates. Just everything to try to impress the other person. Yeah. Whereas if you start as a friend with a guy, like, the first 10 times we hang out, we're all together, sweatpants, no makeup. I'm not trying to put on this version of someone to like me. Yeah. And that almost is the best way to go about it because they're already seeing, okay, we like you in your natural, normal, comfortable catfish state. And if they like that version of you, they'll love the other one.
Look, not everyone has that luxury. I don't have any guy friends. So
I'll tell you why. Because like, every time you talk to a guy, the first thing your brain goes to is, could I date him? Or could I make out with him? Or could I make out with him? Like, for you,
don't
like,
blame me.
You know how people...
Don't hate the player.
No, it's fine. You know how people... It's such a pick-me comment. But it's like, you know how people are like, oh, well, like, I'm a girl's girl, or they say I'm a guy's girl.
Yeah.
And everyone says that if you're a guy's girl, you're just a pick-me.
Yeah.
But I've always had more guy friends. Mm-hmm. Not that I didn't want more girlfriends. I really do. But you've always had more girlfriends.
Yeah, I'm a girl's girl.
Blurring those lines for you might just be impossible.
Not that I can't be friends with guys, and I wouldn't say that what Sistine just said about
it's
me
so
is
true.
Like every time. No, look, if a guy and I have a connection, like I'm not gonna not shoot my shot.
Yeah, it's every time unless you're just not, you know, physically attracted to him.
I just look, for me, I don't know. I've never just had casual guy friends. I've always wanted casual guy friends, but I've just been I think having sisters for me personally and being the oldest, like I've just related to girls more and I love girl talk. Like I love being around women and I love, you know, just having a big group of girlfriends. Also not having a lot of girlfriends growing up just really pushed me to do that. But
well, you had college, which helped a lot.
College helped a lot. I mean, high school helped a little bit, but anywho.
I think you, and I do this too, but when you're around guys, you accidentally are flirtatious and they always think, oh my God, she's coming on to me. She wants me.
I am flirtatious, but so subtly. Like it's not.
So just the way you talk to people, like even you'll talk to me and I'm like, are you flirting with me? Like you just. Excuse me?
I said,
I wouldn't want you either. Let's get that clear.
No,
you are not my type.
Like, I hope you don't think I'm hitting on you.
But I'm just saying that's how you talk to people. Like you're very engaged. You look very deep in their eyes. And then you always do this little giggle. Like everyone, and you always touch their arm or their chest. You touch my arm all the time. I'm like, what are you trying to do?
But going back, I'm just saying with you and the circumstance.
No more about me.
No, we're not. But I'm just saying in general, I think like Chris knows this. Does a guy pretty much know right off the bat if this girl is going to be in a relationship with him, like, or a try to be in the sense that
the box theory,
like you put a girl in one category, it's either you're going to hook up with her, you're going to date her, or it's nothing.
Oh yes. To some extent. Yeah.
Right. Like a guy knows when he knows. And so,
but immediately, like you immediately know.
I think pretty quickly you have an idea, but it's also like, what input are you getting from the other side of things too? And that takes more time to figure out.
Are you the type that, let's just say you go on a date with a girl and you really, really like her. Are you someone that is going to unrelentlessly pursue that? Like, it doesn't even matter. You're going to try to see her as many times a week.
Are you keeping it cool?
I'm playing it cool, yeah.
I hate your type.
I hate that.
I'll tell you why. Because it's hard. Like, you guys are going to have a much better success rate than guys would.
I guess.
But if you really want something, you go after. I get it. I get both ways.
Well, you know what it is because I've had both scenarios where in my head, when a guy is, I always think if he wanted to, he would. So even if I don't text him, he'll definitely text me and make the plans because there's no way he doesn't want to see me. Like, that's how I know that's my guy. But on the other hand, like, we could, once again, I'm not trying to put it in a scenario. Chris and I are dating. No.
Yeah, Christine's face says it all.
Not again. I'm sorry. You're just,
it's go ahead, hypothetically.
Hypothetically. Fine. I'm going to use a random girl in the room if she was here. If you both were into each other immediately, and it just seemed like works, wouldn't she overthink? Like, even if he was super into her and he wasn't being as aggressive, like, this is my problem, is that some guys are not that type. And so I don't want to shut them down
quickly. I see it both ways, because women are so confusing. They're so confusing, and they always say that they want this type of guy, but then really, if you are pushy and reach out all the time, they're going to say, he's coming on way too strong. There's no mystery. So there's no right answer in the situation. I think there are like little things that a guy can do that makes it feel like an in-between of the two. Mm-hmm. I would say you don't need to text them all day the next day after your first date, but I think a text that same night after you've dropped her off.
Yeah.
Girls love that stuff. Yeah. Like, they remember that stuff.
What do you guys like that girls do during this time? Because there's 100 things I could say a guy does that I really like is after the date.
I'll tell you one of my moves, and you say if it's a good move.
Okay.
Okay, so say we're in the middle of the week, right? And also, I watched this episode of Sex and the City, and there's a Wednesday rule, and you're not allowed to... Actually, it was One Tree Hill. And there's a Wednesday rule where you're not allowed to accept a date from a guy for the weekend if he asks you after Wednesday.
I agree with that.
I kind of agree with that, too. But not in New York. Because
that's a last-minute decision.
But here's my move. So say if I'm trying to casually start a conversation, because I don't believe that the guy always needs to text first. I think that's kind of middle school. I'll always say, like, oh, have you seen this movie? Like, I'll be like, have you seen The Talented Mr. Ripley, for example? And then you're going to be like, yes or no. And hopefully you say no. I'm like, oh, my God, I have to show it to you. It's so good. And then that way it just sort of, like, opens up the next plan for you guys. Or it just shows that you're thinking of them. Like, oh, you would really like this. Mm-hmm.
This is after a date, you're saying?
Or, like, after a couple, like, two or three dates.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like you could just be direct at that point. But that's fine. Yeah.
My move sucks. Okay.
I like to right off the bat, like, compliment a guy on something very specific, first appearance wise, or just even third, second date. If they're wearing blue, I guarantee you they'll wear blue 100 times after. Like, a guy won't forget, like, a really good compliment. Like, oh my God, that blue really brings out your eyes.
Girls,
and then,
like,
they don't think about it until then, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh wait, blue brings out my eyes.
Girls like the really detailed, not commonly used compliments.
Isn't it that guys like the physical appearance compliment? Oh, obviously, and they like the intellectual, but if women like less, I mean, women like to be complimented by their appearance, but they like more of the
intellectual,
deeper.
No, it's like, so I remember one guy you were talking to was like, I really like your freckle right here. And you were just like, oh my God. Like,
oh yeah.
Like, something that freckle is so specific to only you.
Yeah.
You never forget that.
No, I don't. I guess that's true. I guess also when a guy compliments my, not intellect, but just something else other than physical appearance. But I do love a good compliment on my
I have a question. Guys are always buying flowers for girls. Do you guys ever want us to buy you flowers?
No.
Not really.
What are you gonna do with the?
Like, it'd be like, oh, that's nice, but like, nah, it's such a cheat code for guys. I always say this to girls. Like, girls just go crazy for flowers immediately.
Oh, really?
You can get them at the market for like $6.
If a guy sent me a guy has sent me one time a really nice.
He got you the expensive ones.
Yeah, and I lost my shit. I was like, wow, and I went on another 100 dates with him. Yeah. Just from those flowers alone. And it was just because it was the thought. But I don't know. Is it bad for a girl to ask a guy on a third date? Like, for the girl to reach out first?
No, I've had that happen on, like, second dates and I've went,
Oh.
Wait, so you playing it cool. How long would you wait after? How long would you wait after a first date to text her again?
Like, if it went well and I want to have a second date? I'd probably text that night or, like, next day, probably at latest, if I was serious about, like, going on a second date.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not waiting too long.
No.
Okay.
No, because I feel like it's kind of stale after that.
I agree. Sometimes we'll go out with guys and they'll wait a whole week. And we're like, what?
Oh, is this a
I've moved
question
on.
Do you guys like first kisses after a first date?
Oh, like, duh.
Well, no.
So,
not, yeah. usually. Well, I don't know. Sometimes.
No, cooties.
Not me. I don't like them. I'm like, you're a stranger. Stay away.
Oh, God.
No, thank you.
Wow, we just went into a whole relationship.
Speaking of relationships, you know, the shirt just brought back a lot of triggers for me.
What is it?
It's just some stupid band t-shirt, right?
Okay. Why?
Do you remember I was dating this one guy and I had this habit of, I would always, none of my exes looked the same, had the same personalities. They all had their own aesthetic. And I would try so hard for them to like me. So I would like conform their aesthetic. So this one guy in particular, he was into like grunge, band. He kept saying, girls with pink hair are so hot. What did I do? Dyed my hair pink.
Yeah,
bought all these clothes. Wore only silver jewelry. Like only... Wore baggy outfits. Like, I wore Vans.
I knew since he was dating someone when she changed her entire aesthetic.
I looked like a skater boy.
The pink hair is great. Like, I get almost everything else. Like, the pink hair is nuclear. I know.
And guess what? He didn't even, like,
I didn't even care. And by the way, it was fried off, too.
It was fried off. And get this. Get this. This is the best story. And it doesn't even bother me because I think it's so funny. Also, it was a very short relationship. He would only message me through WhatsApp. And he lives in the U.S., from in WhatsApp or via email. And I was like, that's weird. And he told me that his iMessaging isn't working. Turns out, yet another girlfriend.
Yeah, that's fair.
Turns out the whole time.
They're so, and, I mean, that's like a clear indication, Sustain. The fact
that is crazy.
The fact that she just ran on it and wasn't questioning that at all. By the way, if a guy ever said, message me on any other form other than iMessage, if he was a European like guy, then WhatsApp. But if he ever suggested any other form of messaging, I would question
the
why.
The worst part is, too.
And I also would say no.
The worst part is, too, the way I found out was so gnarly. And we weren't home. We were, like, traveling in New York. And we were living in L.A. So we were stuck in a hotel room for, like, the next 2 days after that.
It was horrible. Oh, my God. Well, you can kind of just say the story without having to.
Oh, my God. It's the craziest story. Should I just say it? It's been enough
Well,
time.
No. He doesn't watch this. Like, literally,
I wouldn't be surprised.
You got rid of the pink hair.
He's gone.
He's
got a new
no
girlfriend. She's so pretty.
Yeah, she's okay. Hot.
She's super hot. Like, honestly, good
she's
for you.
Actually really
she's
hot.
Fire. She's fire. Okay, so I'm dating this guy. Again, it's like not that long of a relationship, but I want to say I was 21 and he was, 23 or 4? And I was punching way above my weight class with this guy.
No.
I was at the age where I was trying to figure out, like, my look. And it wasn't, like, I think now I'm more secure with myself and I'm more confident and I know what I'd like to look like. Before, I was trying a bunch of different things, clearly. And, but he was perfection, physically, face-wise.
He was
very pretty.
Yeah, his warm
response. A little dumb, but so nice. Okay, doesn't matter. Anyway, so we're going out for a couple months.
I'm inspired to say that because he basically cheated. So
yeah. So we're going out for a couple months, and I booked a job during New York Fashion Week in New York. Duh. And so one of the brands was paying for my flight, a hotel room. All the stuff. And I was like, you know what? This would be a really fun...
Like, trip to bring him on.
Yeah, first trip to bring him on. It was going to be 3 or 4 days. I said, I'll buy your plane ticket and you can just stay with me in the hotel room. Red flag number one. I flew him out. Red flag number one. And he was like, okay, yeah, I'm down. First, the trip started horribly because we'd wake up in the morning and he kept saying every single day he has meetings. And would just, for a good 10 hours of the day, I would not see him. We didn't do one thing together. We didn't see each other all day. So I was like, so weird. Come to 2 nights before I was about to leave. And I was like telling him about my favorite restaurant, Lil Frankie's.
So good.
So good. So romantic. I had the event for that brand that night. I had my hair and makeup professionally done. I was styled head to toe. So I was like, wouldn't it be so fun if we get a reservation at like 11:30 at night? And we'll just get wine drunk and have a great time. I look fantastic. And he goes, yeah, okay, sure, whatever. So this gets better, I promise. We go to the restaurant. We walk in. He seats us. For some reason, it was pretty empty. Like, there was probably 2 other tables occupied, but for the most part, it was pretty empty. We get seated. Take my jacket off. The waiter comes over. What kind of wine do you want? Order a bottle. Right then and there. Like, not even 30 seconds after sitting down. He gets up so fast that the chair fell over and sprints out the restaurant. Sprints. No, I'm not kidding you. It's almost like, there was lava on his chair, and he like got up so fast and sprinted. And I was just sitting there like, where did he go? And so I told the waiter, I'm like, can you watch my stuff really fast? I'm gonna go figure out why he just left me in the restaurant. And he's outside, he's panting, he's pacing, his hands are on his head, he's freaking out. He's going back and forth up the block. And I was like, dude, what the hell's going on? What are you doing? He goes, I'm freaking out. Sistine, I don't know what to do, I'm freaking out. Like, why are you freaking out? What's going on? So it took about 4 minutes of that conversation to finally get what was really happening. He said, and for purposes of not naming the female, his ex-girlfriend, who was also his other girlfriend at the time, we'll call her Mary.
She sucks.
No, she's nice. She didn't know. It was whatever. Maybe she did. I don't know.
I don't think she did.
Mary's inside. And Mary lived in LA. So the odds of her being at that restaurant
at that night,
at 11:30 at night, and the only other table that was pretty much occupied was her and another girl.
It's a small restaurant,
by the way. So he freaks out. And then all of a sudden, the pieces started going together in my head. I'm like, you're freaking out because you're still with her and you're on a date with me. And who knows? Who knows what you said of why you're in New York, right?
And they're stuck in New York together.
And then get this, gaslighting 101. This was my first baby gaslighting experience. He blamed me because he says that he likes me so much, he just never knew how to tell me. And I was like, wait, that makes no sense.
He liked you so much that he had to like go to another girl because he was scared.
Made no sense. And then we land back in LA. It was a horribly awkward flight. Like, I was sitting, and then he would pass me in the aisle on the plane, not even look at me. I was like, what did I do?
That was so bad.
So bad.
That was so bad.
So bad. Cut to 2 days after I land in LA. I'm walking on the beach. Do I see hand in hand?
Them. It is like the worst rom-com.
I almost just drowned myself. Speaking of rom-com.
Oh, I was going to say. Thank you.
Yeah.
Speaking of rom-com, Sistine and I, we love watching movies in our apartment. Like, especially love we it. Love, like, having one that we've been looking forward to watching. And there was one that we were dying to watch, and it was Anyone But You. So it is the movie, I don't know if everyone's heard about it. It's the Sydney Sweeney, Glenn Powell, whole drama fiasco. People were like, are they hooking up offset? If she's
honestly,
a fiancé,
he's a
girlfriend.
PR move to genius. Pretend like they are hooking up, and they had significant others.
Yeah.
To promote the movie.
I know. And I do think that, I mean, the main character, Glenn, his girlfriend and them broke up during that whole thing. So people really believed it at that point. And then it come to find out, obviously, it was fake. So we are excited. We sit down, we watch the movie. I hate to be rude, but that was by far one of the worst rom-coms I've ever seen.
I think Glenn did a good job. But the dialogue was awful.
It was bad.
The editing was
Glenn
awful.
Glenn is the perfect rom-com guy. 100%. Like, he really is. He's great. He's cheeky. He's funny. He's attractive. But the writing was off. I did not feel the chemistry from either of them
at all for some reason. You know what that's like? It's like 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes.
Those just two just did not like each
and
other.
You know what
you could
also?
Tell.
I think my expectation was soaring about this. I thought it was going to be great. I heard the reviews and the drama behind it. Nada. So Steve and I actually looked at each other and we're like, where are the good rom-coms today?
They don't exist.
They don't exist. I mean, there's some. Like, I would say, and this is not even a rom-com. One Day, that new series that came out, bawling like a baby when I finished that. But yeah, they're just not there anymore. Like, nothing compares to Notting Hill, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. My Best Friend's Wedding, like nothing.
It doesn't exist anymore.
No. I don't think.
I honestly think the only films that do well are Marvel movies. Like, no one else is going to the theaters to see anything else.
I know. No one's watching. I mean, maybe it was the characters at that time, like Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson. That's awesome. Julia Roberts was just the classic rom-com lead, you know? What? Sandra Bullock was. I mean, Ryan Reynolds was.
It's complicated. Hello?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there was a one moment, we watched it with our other friend too. We just looked at the screen and we kept putting our hands on our head. We're like, what?
What was
again?
That?
No. Awful.
I know. It had potential, but it just felt sped up. It just felt like it was undone. It didn't feel like they really...
And it made like $100 million.
Because the drama was genius.
See, we should start drama so we can make $100 million. I know. Like, if that's what it is to spread a fake rumor about hooking up with someone, okay. Ooh, who should we spread it about? Well, me.
Yeah, like, with who? Way more fun.
With who?
Should we, like, start?
It could be a celebrity. They don't have to know me.
Sistine and Morgan Wallen are dating.
No, something that would be more exciting, maybe.
Oh, that's not that exciting. I would be excited. I love Morgan Wallen.
Maybe.
How about... But you don't like athletes.
Jack Harlow.
That's a great one, actually.
Ew, he makes me scared. I don't know.
He makes you scared?
I don't know, like, he's just like...
Scared? Because he would ghost me. He would be the biggest fuckboy to me.
Apparently he wants a librarian.
You date him. You did.
I also happen to like books too, Jack.
Actually.
And I would love.
No, he wants a nurse.
He wants a nurse?
You can buy the costume.
God.
Actually, I really think you guys would get on.
Shut
no,
up.
I swear to God.
I'm like so not.
You know
his
what?
Type.
We're going to Miami soon. Let's stalk him. Let's see where he's at. And we'll just try to meet cute this.
No thanks.
And then I'll secretly film it. We'll make it a rom-com and we'll sell it to Universal and we'll be so rich.
Stop. I'm not. Jack Harlow is just.
Are you
too
getting
cool
flustered?
No.
Yeah, you are.
I just. It's,
you're getting all red. You're you like Jack Harlow?
Stop gaslighting into thinking.
G-L-A-M. Come on. You can do it.
I don't think I could. I don't think I have good game anymore. I'm just.
I'm actually really happy you admitted that.
I just don't. Because
you've been saying your entire life you have the best game. I'm the best kisser. I have the best eye contact. I'm the best flirt. I'm really.
No, I am. Because it's subtle. But I wouldn't say I'm the best flirt. I think I'm just a sweet flirt.
Why don't you educate the listeners?
That makes sense.
What about you and kissing? Do you think you
elevate? No, I'm not doing this again.
No, but like one tip of like how do you. I want to learn. This is informative. Like what's something you can do? I was just watching this TikTok. Of this girl, and she's like, how to be an insane kisser. And do you know how many, it got like 900,000 likes. People need help. So, like, what's one, like, little hack or trick that you're like, this just elevates it?
I hate you. Oh, God.
I'm a podcaster. I'm doing my job.
I think it's the trifecta of soft lips, hand placement, and reading the other person's rhythm.
Now, do you do the triangle method?
Is that the eye thing?
Yeah, you look into the left eye. You look down at the lips. You look up to the right eye.
Honestly, I just, you know what it is? I just do the eyes, look at eyes. It's just how you look up,
so you
down,
think when
up.
You look at the lips.
I don't need to, like, do this. I'm like, make out with me.
It's like, are you dizzy?
Spins. Yeah, no, I think people have meant the triangle method as in, like, look in their eyes, look at their lips. And then, like, when you look back up at their eyes, you kind of give a very doe-eyed look.
Oh, like, you're so innocent.
You're like, oh. like you want to? Yeah, that's my only tip.
So you think you give doe-eye energy?
Do I
give siren energy?
Well, your makeup, you come off siren energy because you make it very cat-like.
I look dopey doe-eyed. No. Like, I look so doe-eyed.
Oh, no, you don't.
Yes, I do. I look like Sleepy.
But you should.
Sleepy in the Seven Dwarves.
You could look dope. I just don't put a lot of eye makeup on. And so that's why my eyes look bigger.
Pick me. I don't wear makeup, so I just am pretty.
But you told me I shouldn't wear eye makeup anymore.
Okay, I'll tell you why. We went out the other night, and you were meeting up with a gentleman. And I was going dancing. And you come out, and you look so hot. But you had so much eyeliner on.
Oh, was
like,
bad?
No, it wasn't bad, but it was like the first thing I saw was just like you had reverse cat eye liquid and then you had it on top. And I was like, Sophia, this is what's so annoying about sisters that are overly sensitive. No, this is, are you saying that's why you got ghosted by him?
He's like, oh,
he's like, this is what I ordered and this is what I got.
I'm like, rawr.
30-day return.
Oh, God.
No,
I look dominating.
But this is why you're sensitive and you call me sensitive. But the next day you were also going out and I just subtly said, hey, like, you know, you don't need to wear that much makeup. You look so pretty without that much eye makeup. immediately jumps down my throat. What do you mean? Do you think it was bad? Do you think it was bad? What, you don't, what, you hated it? You hated it? What do you mean? What do you mean? Right? It gets mad at me.
Well, now I know I was right.
I was, but see how I approach it? Compliment sandwich. See? Compliment sandwich. And I was like, no, you looked really hot, but like, you're so pretty, you don't need it, right? She comes out an hour later. She's like, look, I did less makeup. Just say, you know what? Thank you. You're right. I don't need that much. No, you first went, right for the jugular.
Because I was like, oh, God. Because I did actually remember that night I wanted to put more on just to kind of make it look more.
Guys don't like that, do they?
What do you mean?
Like a lot of heavy eye makeup.
It depends. I don't know.
See, that's
See, when I was grunge girl, I went black shadow.
Yeah, you did go black shadow. Pink hair, black shadow.
I need to see a picture of the pink hair. I could find it.
It's
the pink
so
hair.
Good. It's so, so good.
Oh, my God. So embarrassing.
Should we go into...
Oh, my God. Let's talk about Waze Daddy.
Oh, God.
No?
I feel like I'm... Do you want to go into it? Because I can't really remember much about it.
Have you... Okay. Okay. Oh, my God. This is crazy. Sophie and I were getting a little hot and bothered in an Uber the other day. Let me explain. And it's not because Sophia was flirting with me and sending me signals. It was something else. Okay, you know the app Waze?
Yes.
Okay. And they have the voice that can talk to you while you're driving?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know, but you can change the voice. Like, just like you can with Siri. No, it gets better. Like, I promise. Everyone's like, duh. But it gets better. Like, so Siri, you can even do like a British person or whatever. So we were in the backseat of this car, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden we hear this like really like deep, sensual, like man speaking. We're like, oh, and he's like, stop, turn right, stop. But we're like, yeah, whoa. He's like, keep going. I was like, whoa.
Yeah,
I
was
like,
it was the what weirdest is
this
thing.
So we asked the driver and he goes, oh, that's just the selection I chose. It's called Master Chief. Let me play it for you.
Oh, you have it.
Oh, yes.
Just a quick comment. I don't think Waze ever says keep going. Just by the way, just throwing that out there.
Harder.
Don't stop. Don't stop.
Almost there.
Okay, wait, let me find it.
You arrived.
Oh my God.
Good girl. Let me just
see.
See?
Looks like you're my ride. Not sure if you've got experience saving the galaxy, but you're about to get some.
It's literally that
Let's
voice.
Let's go. Sierra 117 here. Destination confirmed. Potential contact from Banished likely.
How about we
take the fight to them this time, huh?
Uh-huh.
A quarter of a mile. Turn left.
Yeah, all right.
We were. Do you see what I mean? And his thing was on full blast, like full volume, and we were thinking, is this a joke?
It was... Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, it just wasn't what I was expecting. It's got like ex-military.
No,
like,
because apparently they did a collab with Halo, the game.
Oh, okay.
So it's one of the Master Chief on Halo. I looked it up.
No wonder.
Do you
want to
see what he looks like? He's
playing
hot.
That game.
Master Chief is hot. Also, Master and Chief. Like, okay, you need two titles. Okay.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, we made our driver very uncomfortable.
Harder. Master Chief is hot.
Oh, yeah.
He's hot.
Yeah, masked men.
Wait, but do you want to see what he looks like without the mask?
Oh, no. Is he ugly? Sistine, I
no.
feel like
he's a catfish?
Yeah, wait.
No.
I'm kind of scared because this is really creepy that we're thinking that a...
He's not bad.
An animation.
He's not bad.
Oh, yeah.
He's
Master,
not bad.
That's
good
Master
looking
Chief.
Guy. Travis Kelce vibes from
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
from here.
A little bit. I think it's better looking
A lot
than
of girls love that on TikTok, though.
What?
I'm seeing...
Master AI? Or Miss Master Chief?
No, like the masked guys with the voice distortion. It's like
yeah,
a weird
thing.
Yeah,
no, it is a thing now. People are really into like, ghost.
Ghost?
Yeah.
Do you remember that guy?
No, I have no idea what you're
talking
about.
Yeah, a lot of people are into the masked men.
Maybe we should talk about something wholesome.
Okay.
What do you have for me?
Want to hear something that's really cool that I just got a confirmation from?
Confirmation?
I'm going to Hadestown tomorrow.
What's that?
The musical. By myself? No.
I don't.
What?
You know what is it?
It's a musical.
But what's it about?
I don't know, actually.
You love going to musicals alone.
Alone. So much
Jack
more
Harlow
fun.
Would love that about you.
Okay, stop. I don't know. I've been liking doing that. I don't know if that's like an old person kind of thing for me to do.
Oh.
I just love going to sit at a bar, get a glass of wine, then like trot on over to the show.
You really are. That is so your person. That's so Sophia Kaur to go to a musical.
I'm gonna bring my book.
How about this? When read. Her and her last boyfriend broke up and she was hysterical and she didn't know what to do, all she kept saying while bawling her eyes out is, I want to go see Phantom of the Opera. So we bought tickets to Phantom of the Opera.
No, it was just an opera.
Oh, it was just an opera. Not even the good one. Off-Broadway opera. For 4.5 hours, I respect the opera. So incredible. But after 4 hours, I'm like, my head is hurting.
It was so beautiful.
But like, that's falling. What you want to do. Most people are like, I want to eat ice cream. I want to go clubbing. I want
to
drink.
I wanted to go to the opera.
Like, I want to go. Okay.
And then my parents were in town at that time, so they took me. So it was just that's me wholesome. And the parents.
Wait, but going back to what you said, you're like, this might be an old person thing for me to do. I was thinking about this the other day because you always classify yourself as middle-aged or old or I don't know what. I don't know. 27. You're 27. What are old person tendencies that you find yourself doing unconsciously? Like sometimes you're just, oh, wait, that's a really weird thing that I started doing.
Oh, now. I love going to bed by 8.
Bed by 8? Yeah. Okay.
Red light mask.
Yeah.
Bed by 8 with my little tea.
Okay.
Yeah.
I started carrying, I don't leave my apartment without Nexium or any sort of heartburn medication.
Is that like an old person thing to do?
I think
a lot
so.
Of old people have
I think
heartburn?
So, but it's like now in my purse, I used to have so many other things. Now it's lip liner, my phone, my ID, and Nexium. Like that is that's
trifecta.
Weird.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
It's so sad.
Is there anything else you do?
Oh, probably. I love that. I shouldn't say. Okay, I'll say it. I don't care. You know when you go into one of those zoom-in mirrors in your bathroom?
Yeah.
And it's one of those ugly nights? Because I always say the uglier you are when you go to bed, the more you're doing for yourself.
I agree with that.
You know? And I love to go in those zoom-in mirrors. And every girl gets this, okay? And you just have, like, a rogue hair growing somewhere on your face that shouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. And I just love plucking. I'll pluck away like a chicken. Pluck at all my feathers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, please, don't act like you don't do that. I see your mustache from here. Shut up.
Yo.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah, you're going to sit there and judge me. I chose violence day. You just said I had a mustache?
You tell me you don't have a hair that you pluck that's on your chin or something.
No, I do occasionally. But remember the...
You know, I think mine grow fast, though, because I take a lot of biotin.
You do take a lot of biotin. I always get the weird, long, random white ones that pop up.
That doesn't happen to me.
That,
you
like,
are old.
Pops up here, one pops
Wait,
up here.
What?
Yeah, they're just, like, 2 inches long.
What?
Yeah.
It, girls are crazy.
It's so random. And I used to, there's just, like, one rapid one that pops. You don't notice it, by the way. It's so thin and it's so light. But I'll, like, do this and all of a sudden I'll feel it.
See, my rogue hair is, like,
and
truly...
Italian. Mom used to call it the prehistoric hair.
Prehistoric hair. Mine's, I say mine's an Italian prehistoric hair because it's like dark hair.
See, mine's all light. Okay, well, because we're almost done, I have a funny thing I brought you. And I didn't.
Sorry?
I wrote this down, but I don't think you really knew what I was going to bring in. So I'm on my phone because I've been writing a little bit, and a lot of my ideas I do on voice notes.
I'm scared.
And whenever I can't, like, I have to speak into it. But I started just listening to my voice notes. And I found something from, like, 5 years ago that I was cackling over. So let me give context. And Sistine
knows this. This is probably going to be so bad.
So basically, Sistine and I, this is pretty much, we're doing the podcast. And we have a bunch of ads we had to read. We are out of town. And we.
You're going to tell people this?
Yes. But I'll explain. I was having really, really bad anxiety on this trip. Yeah. Really bad anxiety. So
we were in Mexico.
So I took it upon myself to drink a lot to, like, relieve my anxiety. And Sistine comes in my room and she says, and also I'm on vacation. Sue me. Sistine comes in and goes, Sophia, we have to get these ads done today. I go, what do you mean? And she goes, Sophia, we have to do voice notes and send in the ad or else we're not going to get paid.
You were... so gone.
It was bad.
At one point, the eyes just rolled to the back of your head.
And so I wanted to play some of the
oh,
video.
This
audio.
Isn't that bad. I thought you were going to say.
Oh, no, not the other one. This is Sophia drunk and Sistine trying to get Sophia to do these ads. And she can't stop laughing.
Sophia and I love to have a good time, right, Sophia?
Oh, yeah.
And although we love our tequila cocktails. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that makes.
Sophia.
Green. Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company. Stop! Green Chef is a.
We almost had just one of these.
Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that makes eating well. Why are you laughing? I was just.
That's awful.
Green Chef.
Awful. So that was just pretty bad.
That was a fun trip.
It was a funny trip. And I will say, Sistine pretty much had to dominate the. You know what I found on these? Really, guys, go into your voice notes. You actually forget a lot of the things on there. I had all of my singing lessons on there.
Like, Five seconds. 5 seconds.
5 seconds.
5 seconds. 5 seconds. 5 seconds. 5 seconds. 5 seconds. 5 seconds. 5 seconds. 5 seconds.
No!
Sing! Come on.
It's gonna be bad.
We can delete it if it's bad.
Oh my god, this is so embarrassing.
She's never even sang in front of me.
She was going G
L. I'm like, Jack Harlow. I can also sing and read. Oh, Sistine, this is gonna be so bad. By the way, I'm not saying I'm a good singer. I just like singing. No, I don't want to do it. Sistine, this is so bad. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, give us a little more.
I'm
impressed.
Pleasantly surprised.
Really? Shut. All right. Now you're showing off. Now you're showing off.
Now
you
got
it's one of those. Okay.
Wait, so was it bad? I'll listen to more.
So I was like, wait, you guys like it? Let me turn it
on. No, I'll be honest. When I listened to it, I was so embarrassed that I even had these still on my phone. And I haven't sang in so long. But that is one thing I want to do this year is get back into singing.
I like that. But by the way, stop saying you're bad at things when you're not.
I honestly, if you look at, this is the thing. Why I liked listening to this was you saw the progression of how bad I was in the beginning to like after an hour of a lesson. You know, when you repetitively go over the same song over and over.
Yeah. Yes.
But thanks, guys. Now you give me confidence. I'm going to go book my next lesson.
No. Now her ego is going to be so big.
Stop.
Well, this was a roller coaster of an episode. Yeah. I feel like we started off fighting and we ended singing. And that's fantastic. That's just we found out Chris plays games. Like, it's just, we learned.
We found out Chris is a player.
We learned so
what
much. And Sophia is still secretly.
About?
I'm still pining out for Chris.
Okay. We love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, our Instagram, and TikTok, all Unwaxed Podcast. Leave your ratings and review. Please ask your questions there because I was just looking through it and motherfuckers. You're not asking them. And we want to answer.
Dude.
Love you.
Bye.
See you next Tuesday.